Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. The U.S. is sending M1 Abrams battle tanks to Ukraine.
The president's announcement was made in conjunction with similar moves by European allies, who had expressed reluctance to send tanks unless the U.S. would as well.
We remain united and determined as ever in our conviction and our cause.
The battlefield presence of tanks, with their highly mobile and destructive capabilities, may escalate the fighting in eastern Ukraine, but Mr. Biden says it's meant to force the Russians back across their border.
It is not an offensive threat to Russia.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
There's new legal action in Virginia from a school shooting involving a six-year-old student.
Lawyer Diane Toscano says concerned teachers and employees warned administrators at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia, three times that a six-year-old boy had a gun and was threatening other students in the hours before he shot and wounded his first-grade teacher.
This should have never happened. It was preventable. And thank God Abby is alive.
The lawyer represents 25-year-old Abigail Swarner, who plans to sue the school district. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
There's snow today from the southern plains on up to the Great Lakes, and severe weather is possible in Georgia, Florida, and the Carolinas. CBS's Jared Hill says suburban Houston is trying to clean up after yesterday's tornado.
Powerful tornadoes left a path of destruction in multiple counties, ripping the roofs off of homes and businesses and knocking down trees and power lines.
Like chaos and very loud. The metal was crashing. The glass was breaking out. It was extremely loud.
Supporters of abortion rights filed separate lawsuits today challenging abortion pill restrictions in North Carolina and West Virginia. And on the Health Watch, CBS's Vicki Barker says tiny little creatures that are thought of as pests are doing something that could be useful to humans.
Ants have among the most highly developed senses of smell on the planet. And now French and German researchers have trained them to detect traces of cancer. More research is needed, but it could lead to a new way to diagnose cancer much earlier and without invasive biopsies or blood tests.
We heard today from Congressman George Santos, but the embattled New York Republican wasn't talking about the lies from his past and the outrage about them. He spoke outside his office after not attending a White House event last night for new members of Congress because he says he was busy with constituent services.
You know the one thing about this job I love? Is the human interaction. You can't replicate that. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 145 points. The NASDAQ is off 115. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants to boost spending for public schools by $2 billion, raise mental health care spending to $500 million, and invest more money in Wisconsin's job market.
And not because anyone wants to make government bigger, but because Wisconsinites want a government that works and works better.
Evers gave his State of the State speech last night. Republicans say most of Evers' proposals won't get far. Hundreds of people who work at Energizer battery factories in Portage and Fenimore are worried about their jobs. Their unions say the company plans to move operations to North Carolina and England. The unions say the Wisconsin factories might close in a year or two. In sports, the Bucks host Denver tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You can watch us live at all the faces I make on our Facebook and YouTube and Twitter live stream.
I'm feeling dandy. I'm telling you. Peach keen, I say that too. And I mean it when I say peach keen.
Right.
We've unlocked Oplander.
That's it, Oplander.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the 1 o'clock hour, the third hour, the fun hour. Have you come up with a name for this yet, Greg Bach?
No.
Are you still on vacation brain?
You know what? No,
we need better branding. We need better branding for this hour.
I'm sorry. I forgot this was As Goes Wisconsin branded by Greg Bach.
There's a whole bunch of things on Greg's
to-do list.
There really is. For someone who doesn't get paid, I really give him a lot of things to do.
You have a lot of stuff.
With Oplander.
You did. We've used it a lot.
Thank you.
We've used it a lot.
If it's the only thing that is just my only legacy for this show that I can, I'm more proud of Oplander than most of the stand-up I've done in 11 years.
I feel like we need to have a sketch. Like, I feel like there's so much leverage we can get out of this.
Yes.
So much material.
We were trying to contract a artist to draw Oplander, put on a shirt, sell some merch.
Yep. I think that's the first piece of As Goes Wisconsin merch is at Oplander. And seriously, artists out there, contact me. Find me on social media at I am Greg Bach. We can talk about it. Get us some sketches. We'll talk about prices. Please be not crazy expensive, but we'll pay you. Art's important. Art shouldn't be free unless you want to give it to us for free. Point is, we can make this happen. Oplander hats, t-shirts, sexy underdrawers. But what I wanted to say is that a fun fact. I didn't want to bring up a fun fact during the last segment because there was nothing fun fact about this. Jane, you want to hear a fun fact?
Absolutely.
She was talking about in the last segment.
Jennifer Boyd.
Thank you very much. Jennifer Boyd was talking about in the last segment with regard to the old days when people would walk during the street, down the street with oncoming traffic with respect to cars or trolleys. The Brooklyn, now LA Dodgers, got their name because when they were first founded in the early 20th century, they were named after the people who would walk down the street, the middle of the street in New York, who would dodge the trolleys that came down the middle of the streets. They were originally called the Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers because they were the people who were dodging the cars and
the term jaywalkers.
Yeah, just the people in the neighborhood were called the Trolley Dodgers. So the gentleman, I can't remember his name right now. I want to remember it, but I can't. He named the team the Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers, which got shortened to the Dodgers.
Look at what you learn listening to this program.
Thank you.
That is
Ebbett.
Very...
Ebbett. His name was Ebbett. Yes. Ebbett was the owner who called him that. So we learned something today. Oh, I just crossed something off my list. Teach America.
Well, we're going to teach America some more at the bottom of the hour at 1:30 because we found some, not some, 14 facts about the past
Oh God.
That were a little too scandalous for you to learn in history class.
14 facts about the past are too scandalous for class. That was a fun one. Sorry.
There you go.
Sorry.
So stick around for that. Then after right before that, we're going to do 5 more ways to improve your life without really trying. But for now, we didn't have time to do this in the first hour, but it is newsworthy and it is important, as any of us who are concert goers or like to see shows, whether they're comedies or performing arts or music venues, because Ticketmaster had to go back to Congress yesterday and testify. And, you know, there's actually a serious way that we could talk about this topic, but we're not going to do that because it's the third hour. It's the fun hour. So in case you missed it, we got some comedians on our hand in Congress, in the Senate. You kind of reminded me a couple weeks ago, in the first week of January, when the representative from Florida made what she thought was a very funny joke about the Democrats drinking. And she kind of had that very eager face of like, did you get it? Did you laugh? Did you laugh at my joke? It's kind of the same vibe I got with this when some of our senators who were questioning Ticketmaster yesterday about, and what really, you know, inspired this, even though Ticketmaster has been arguably a monopoly for a while. Yeah. They have been gouging consumers for a while, but because of the power of Taylor Swift and what happened when she decided to go with Ticketmaster for her newest upcoming tour, and how many people got screwed because mm-hmm. they're the bots, apparently. That's the Ticketmaster executives were blaming the bots.
The robots. Doop, 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 doop. Sorry.
And so some of our senators decided to show off their T-Swift lyrical knowledge. So let's play some of that.
You have to have competition. You can't have too much consolidation, something that unfortunately for this country, as a ode to Taylor Swift, I will say we know all too well.
And may I suggest respectfully that Ticketmaster ought to look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem. It's me.
To be honest, I had hoped, as of a few months ago, to get the gavel back. But once again, she's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers. So it was nice.
Oh, you're a little more than that.
Nice of Taylor Swift to have written a song about this very situation.
Nothing funnier. The two funniest groups of people in the history of ever, I've always said this, newscasters and politicians. Funniest.
Well, some of them. I mean, is there anyone besides Al Franken that you think actually is genuinely funny that served in Congress?
Barack Obama.
He didn't. Yeah,
he served in the Senate.
He is funny. I'm trying to think of other actually funny politicians.
Mark Pocan.
Is he?
Get out there and follow Mark Pocan on Twitter right now, Wisconsin, because he is so funny. He is so dry. He is so funny. I stan Mark Pocan. Okay, he is so good. Get out there. Mark Pocan, come on the show. Let's talk.
Jane, can you think of anyone else who's like genuinely funny?
Not off the top of my head. I just want to say I find it beyond hilarious that Mike Lee of Utah made himself a cheerleader. I just think that's priceless.
And also, I mean, Mike Lee and Amy Klobuchar, so that's who spoke. Who was the second guy? It was also a Republican, I think.
No, that was a Democrat.
If you could look up his name quickly, because I didn't recognize him. But the first person who spoke was Amy Klobuchar, who said, you know, all too well. And she
thinks she's hilarious.
She had some, when she was running for president, I feel like she had a lot of moments like that, where it was like the wink, wink, like innuendo pun kind of jokey thing. And then, it was just a bipartisan hearing as far as she and Mike Lee together, who, I don't think Mike Lee was the first person I necessarily think of, because this is also the person who's very conservative, but this is to talk more about this seriously, it is a bipartisan effort as far as both sides, apparently yesterday, as far as they showed up and how they were questioning the executives, being pretty skeptical of the answers they were getting from the executives. There was also a artist who testified who talked
Lawrence
about
band.
What
the Lawrence band, a guy from the Lawrence band,
and he testified for like, they only saw $6 out of every $42 ticket that was sold.
They had to pay Ticketmaster 20% of their merch sale. I mean, they have to get money. It's ridiculous. It's criminal, in my opinion.
And so how? So that says that the Ticketmaster owns 80% of the market. So what else? What are even your options? Besides, what?
I can tell you.
Tell me.
So, like at the club, we don't use Ticketmaster. We use a service called eTix. eTix is a very popular service for independent and smaller venues. I know that other venues use them. I know that bigger venues than us use them. So there are other opportunities to use them. But like on a scale of like a Taylor Swift, you kind of don't have an option.
But this was the first time I think she had done that, right? Previously, because when her apology about all of this, of how disappointed she was and how this happened, you know, she referenced how seriously she takes the relationship she has with her fans. And so even choosing to not handle ticketing, I think they were doing it internally, if I remember this correctly.
Yeah.
And that this was the first time, because it was going to be such a big deal, that she entrusted Ticketmaster to handle it. And obviously they did not.
Yeah.
But I think before they were a big enough program that they were doing it
on their own.
Maybe.
I know that bands like Phish have their own internal ticketing service. I know like bands that like, and Pearl Jam back in the 90s tried to sue Ticketmaster because they wanted to have $20, $25 tickets, and that failed. I mean, you have options depending on the size of your venue, because it's not the artists. It's artists working with the venues, and the venues generally work with Ticketmaster or Live Nation. And
because then Live Nation is the owner of the venues, right?
Yeah,
isn't that why, with the combination of that merger, mm-hmm. why this is now arguably a monopoly?
Yeah, and it's not fair. Like, in 2020, I tried to get tickets to go see Rage Against the Machine in Alpine Valley. And before they even, when they went immediately on sale, the cheapest ticket I could find was $2,100. Now, that's Alpine Valley. The most expensive ticket probably there, if you were just to walk up to the box office, probably be a couple $100, which is fine. It's Rage Against the Machine. They tour once every 10 years. But the bots had gotten them to the point where they were already on the secondary market, selling on Ticketmaster's website to us $2,100 tickets. And those were the cheapest.
I just want to throw in here, too, that other senator in that clip that we played was Richard Blumenthal, who's a Democrat from Connecticut.
Thank you.
That was the one who said, hi, I'm the problem.
Yeah, it's look me. In the mirror. It's me.
I mean, it's a problem overall. It's something that, you know, like when I go to a venue now, like when I buy tickets, I go to the venue directly just to circumvent some of the online fees. But I'm still getting $20 to $30 in fees. It goes, honestly, I feel like this whole show today has been about problems that have easier solves than we think. But at the end of the day, what will our lawmakers honestly and openly do? Because I'm sure Ticketmaster has a lobbying arm. I'm sure that there are people who are in the pocket of entertainment and who are going to do whatever. But
this is moving to the Justice Department. So they've already, the Justice Department, so this is outside of the lawmakers as of right now, have already launched an investigation into Ticketmaster. But the popular revolt against Ticketmaster might have already begun. Country artist and vocal Ticketmaster hater Zach Bryan announced that his upcoming tour will avoid the ticketing giant at all costs.
Good.
So maybe it comes from the artists. All right. Well, talking about some simple solves, when we come back, 5 more ways to improve your life.
To leave your lover?
No, to improve your life slightly without really trying.
Okay.
This is As Goes Wisconsin.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 32, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Chance for snow showers. Lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for snow showers. Highs level off around 29. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It's Wednesday, so Greg Bach is here.
Good song.
Shane Matinere is on the board. We're in the fun hour.
We had a texter, by the way, checked in with some suggestions for what we should call the hours.
Ooh!
I have one, too, by the way. Go ahead, Jane.
Okay, 541, thank you so much for texting, 844-967-2789. Hour one is the win hour. Hour two is the con hour, and hour three is the sin hour.
So win, con, and sin?
Win, con, and Wisconsin. Look at like, that.
I feel like our third hour should be more saucy and sexy then. Mine was the non-sour fun time ha-ha power hour, but, you know, that's just a lot of words.
It's a lot of words, but I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Say it again.
The non-sour fun ha-ha power hour.
That has potential.
Thank you.
We can work with that. We can work with that.
I just gotta remember it. I'm barely still remembering our talk and text line.
How come that never comes back to me to say party anymore?
844-967-2789. That is 844-96.
Party.
We would love to hear from you. All right. So I'm not sure we've done this with you here.
I also feel like we've got a lot of engagement today from the folks out there in radio land listening. Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone. No, we haven't done this is new for me.
So we started this, I think, the first day we were back on air, and because I found it on January 1st. It is a article of 100 things to slightly improve your life without very much effort that The Guardian, which is a British publication,
The Guardian,
put out January 1st. And we've just been doing about five. Some days we've forgotten it. Some days we've done 10, but trying to do about five a day.
Okay.
And so it's going to be timed out pretty much accurately to finish at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And then we may keep a segment, like a daily self-help segment. We'll see. We're playing with it. We're experimenting.
All right.
But we are on number 71. So basically how we do this, Greg, is I read it off. We kind of exchange what we think about that piece of advice, and if it's something that we think we would adopt into our life, or if we just were like, no, thank you. All right, so we're at number 71. Switch your phone off on holiday, or at least delete your work email app.
Ooh. I'm more for the switch your phone off, just because putting the email thing back on is more work than I need. So I would, yes. Totally on board with that. Or, like, you know, maybe not switch it off if you don't want to. Put it in another room. Put it in your bedroom. And then come downstairs or go to, you know.
Did you turn your phone off when you were just on vacation?
Well, fun fact about me, I'm cheap. So I have a program where in order to use my phone, I have to be on Wi-Fi. So New Orleans is terrible for Wi-Fi because their buildings are like 9,000 years old. So I was on my phone only when I needed to be, period. Oh. Unless we were in the hotel room. Then we were relaxing, whatever. But when we were out in the world, I generally have my phone in my pocket and just enjoying everything around me. So, yeah.
All right. Great. Number 72. Always use freshly ground pepper.
I mean, is there any other kind? What am I, a plebeian? A serf? Do I live in Stalas or Tosa? I mean, for God's sakes, what do I look like to you?
Do you always use freshly ground pepper?
Are you kidding?
I have some very nice Penzies pre-ground pepper, but it comes out a little too fast. And so if I forget that that's the bottle that comes out too fast,
I know. Put in your palm, a little pinch.
You think that I'm a careful enough person to do that?
I don't. Tall potatoes, I don't think that.
No. All right, 73. Thank a teacher who changed your life.
Mrs. Noe. Mrs. Noe.
That's so, that was so on the tip of your tongue.
At CMH right down the road here. She changed my life. She's one of, I would say she's a part of a two or three teachers who truly changed my life, especially in high school when I needed it the most.
If I have to think of, I've had a lot of good teachers. I would say the first one who always comes to mind, Mrs. Passman at Cherokee Middle School in seventh grade, who I think we had a whole social justice. I don't know if she called it social justice, but she was a social studies and English teacher. And there was a lot, she's Jewish.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, I think, influence of social justice themes that started in her class.
Nowadays, they just call that woke.
Yeah, that's true. She probably, if she was in Florida, she definitely wouldn't have a job anymore.
She'd get fired.
I want to give a shout out to Miss Zarin, who was like my sixth or seventh grade teacher. And actually, we had to write a short story. And my short story, which now is no longer politically correct, but you got assigned a word and you had to make a story out of it. And my word was mustard. So I wrote a story called Mustard Midget, Mini Mustard the Mini Midget or something like that. And and she told me I could write.
Oh.
And that changed my life. And just within the last 5 years, I found out that she was ill and had terminal cancer. And I was able to call her and tell her that she changed my life. And so if you have the opportunity to do that, seriously, tell a former teacher.
Yeah, there's actually, now I'm thinking about, there's like three or four teachers if I could get a hold of. There was I had a poetry teacher who kind of changed my way of thinking, a history teacher and a speech teacher. I mean, seriously, they were very important to me. They still are. They will always be important to me.
All right. Well, this next one's for both of you.
Okay.
In regards to me. Respect your youngers.
Shut up. Who cares? See,
that's
Jane,
it.
Jane.
We only have 2 minutes left, but there's no rebuttal.
Jane, this is what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about millennials and these Gen Zers who just want respect for no reason. They didn't earn anything. get back to your Jamba Juice iPads and go
avocado toast.
Yeah, go tweet at your avocado toast non-binary friends about whatever. I don't know. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I totally 100% agree with that. 1,000%. I do.
Maybe
not
just respect everybody.
Yeah. Well, but no. But I think we're told
except
to respect.
Except Chris Seals, maybe. Yeah,
to heck with him. I think the more we respect our younger people at my age, and I'm not old, but I'm at an age where people are starting to like have their opinions. And I think personally, I want to look at younger people and say like, hey, you're going to influence me on what to think about and what to listen to and what to, you know. Yes, I totally agree with that.
All right. The last one I think is written for me. 75. Last one for today. Keep your keys in the same place.
Yeah. That's just helpful.
Good advice. Good advice if you can follow it.
Not hard.
Not hard.
Get a little hook.
I know.
Yeah.
Or a dish or something.
When you're out in the world, put them on your pants loop with a little
jingle to it.
Yeah, yeah. A little just jingle in your step.
Ah, her mind was never on what she was doing. All right. We're taking a break.
But yet she persisted.
14 history facts that are a little titillating. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, check. Make a new plan, stand. You don't need to be caught wrong. You just listen to me.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says the U.S. is sending battle tanks to Ukraine.
The United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
They'll take some time to arrive, but soldiers will be trained on how to use them there. Lawyers have given the first public statement from the school teacher who was shot by her 6-year-old student in Newport News, Virginia. Attorney Diane Tuskin says administrators knew this kid was a threat.
Three times
school administration was warned by concerned teachers and employees that the boy had a gun on him at the school and was threatening people.
Snow slammed St. Louis, making for a slick commute today. Michelle Fornaris is with the Missouri Department of Transportation.
If you have to get out, please slow down. Give yourselves plenty of space. And please do not crowd and try to get around the snowplows.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Metner with your headlines. Former Badger wide receiver Marcus Randall L. found guilty of two counts of first-degree homicide and other charges on Tuesday. Randall L. convicted of murdering two women he thought were informing police of his drug dealing in 2020. Jurors deliberated just 2 hours before delivering a guilty verdict. Randall L. played for the Badgers from 2004 to 2007. Gas prices are up again, but don't wait to fill up the tank. Experts say prices could keep climbing. Wisconsin's average for regular gas increased almost 50 cents in the last month, now averaging $3.27 a gallon. There are a number of factors, including the Arctic blast over Christmas and sanctions on Russia. Between now and Memorial Day, analysts say prices could hit $4 a gallon again. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
I spent a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in today. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts. And as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And that is Mr. Greg Bach, because it's Wednesday, who is joining us, and Jane Metner is here. And now, Greg, Jane and I last week, I think we made history on talk radio.
Whoa.
For how many times we said the word vagina.
Oh, my gosh.
On air.
It was certainly a first for me.
Certainly a first for, and we were trying to demystify and destigmatize.
Yep.
The word, because yeah. New York Mayor Eric Adams, they're launching a women's health thing, and he actually was saying, he's like, if we were more comfortable saying vagina, like, I think there would be less, you know, women would be take more better care of their health and all the stuff. Yeah. So we had a whole conversation about it. We got lots of feedback.
We did.
A lot of people. I got multiple emails of people saying this was an excellent conversation.
One guy, I'm sure keep talking about it.
I'm sure there's some people. I didn't hear from anyone who didn't like it. So there you go.
Okay.
But in the same vein of talking about facts and science and destigmatizing things that have to do with sex.
Yeah.
I thought let's keep the fun going now that Greg Bach is back. So Jane, I think the way we're going to do this, because this is an article that is not safe for work history facts, okay, that I found in BuzzFeed. And I think Greg and I are going to take turns reading the facts, and then you can rank them of how not safe for work are they.
Okay.
Maybe on a scale of 1 to 5.
1 to 5.
scale of
one being the least and 5 being the
most. 5 being we may get a fine from FCC. Okay. We're just reading that on the radio.
HR will call us.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to go do the first one, Mr. Bach?
Yeah, I will do that. Miss Bry. Okay, number one. The world's first microbiologist, Antoine van Leeuwenhoek, discovered sperm after putting his own semen under the microscope.
As one does.
As one does. They're curious.
If you're the first one, but how do you get there? If he hadn't done it, it'd be like 1941 until we figured something out, some freaking, you know, Tulsa. I don't know.
Also, but read the rest of it.
Oh, okay. Anton started off by examining more family-friendly objects under the microscope, but his colleagues kept urging him to investigate semen, as one does when you work with someone. Before his discovery of sperm, which was called animalcules, weird, glad they renamed that, rebranding, there were some questionable theories about how babies were made, storks included, including the belief that semen contained really tiny humans that transfer to women during sex.
That's why I wanted you to read the whole thing.
I'm going to do it in a voice next time. The next one, I'm going to do in a voice. Okay.
So where would you rank that, Jane?
I give that a 1.
Yeah.
Those are basic scientific facts.
And someone had to figure it out.
Exactly.
If you look at the article on BuzzFeed and the stamp that's dedicated to this man, his face looks like what happened exactly when he just about put it on the slide. So, all right, next one.
Ancient Egyptians believed that the god of creation birthed the world by masturbating and viewed it as a magical act. The belief was that Adam, A-T-U-M, whose name comes from the word completion, was alone on the planet until he ejaculated and all living creatures were made.
And on the seventh day, he slept.
What do you think, Jane?
That's a 1.
That's a 1.
That falls under...
We've yet to rattle Jane.
That falls under religious studies.
Hey, you guys want to hear about religion down this alley? All right.
It's going to surprise you.
Number 3. During World War I, STIs were incredibly common, and some soldiers purposely tried to get infected so that they could be honorably discharged and avoid the trenches. Some soldiers were ordered to be chased, but that didn't really help. Those who had managed to hide their infections used matchsticks to transfer the pus to another man.
Oh my gosh!
That's trust. Can you get a ruling, Jane?
That was early inoculation. I mean, that's basically what they did in the early stages of coming up with vaccines for things and trying to inoculate yourself.
I think that's how I tried to get rid of COVID,
just
too,
like
back
Aaron
in 2020.
Rogers have been inoculated.
John Adams do something like that? I'll give it a 1.
All right.
Wow. It's history.
All right. Here we go. All right. Next.
Number 4. The German Emperor Kaiser Wilhelm II had a teenage crush on his mom and even wrote her letters detailing the sexual dreams he had about her. Wilhelm, who happened to be Queen Victoria's grandson, tried to win his mom over by telling her he dreamed of kissing her, among other disturbing things. She obviously didn't take him up on his advances and just corrected his grammar.
This is not a problem, you guys. This is psychoanalysis.
Also, pretty much in the ballpark for the royal family. So I'm just going to say, I mean,
fair.
Not really.
It falls under the psychology umbrella.
Jane is just, I mean.
I'm an academic, you guys. At core, I'm really an academic.
Just ice in her veins.
Let's just
can't bother her.
All right, let's next one here. Mozart composed a song which literally translates to "lick me in the arse." The prodigy wrote the canon as a party piece for his friends, while the literal translation sounds pretty raunchy. Lek mich em Ursch because you know the Germans, we just love to be sexy with our talk, is the equivalent to kiss my A word. Can I say that on air? Can I kiss?
I'd rather you didn't.
Okay, cool. Kiss my A word. So it's not quite as outrageous as you might think. I mean, that just sounds like a diss track.
I mean, good for Mozart.
Yeah.
He was a feisty guy.
Yeah.
Mozart. Do you know much about Mozart?
A little bit.
All right.
But
that's... I know less art.
This falls under both music theory and languages.
Another one?
So another one?
Yeah, it's another one.
All right, cool.
All right, so if you're just joining us, we are going through 14 not-safe-for-work history facts that I found on BuzzFeed. Greg and I are reading them off. Jane is giving them a rating. Yet to break one. All of this pretty safe for work in Jane's book.
It's all academic.
It's all academic. It is all academic. All right. This is, as a Les Mis fan, I think you're going to like this one.
Oh, good.
Number six. Author Victor Hugo was so popular with the local sex workers, when he died, every brothel in Paris closed down for a day of mourning. Victor, who wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame and Les Miserables, was a celebrity in Paris and was pretty obsessed with sex. He was such a loyal customer that all the city's sex workers had the chance to pay their last respects to him. One account even claimed that some sex workers draped their genitals in black material as a sign of respect.
That's just a man who supports local economy.
And entrepreneurs.
And supports sex workers.
Yes.
I mean, this is 21st century thinking on the part of a guy who's written some stuff I've never seen.
Think about the men who were so disappointed at how angry they were at a recently deceased Victor Hugo when they couldn't go to the brothel that day because they were all closed down
but think of the ones mourn. But you think of the ones they knocked on the big door and they're like, I would like to see someone. Like, we're closed. It makes sense. It makes sense. All right.
Respect.
Yeah.
All right. We're only halfway through.
Here we go. Number seven. In ancient Greece, large penises were associated with foolishness, which would explain why so many statues have tiny ones. Evidence suggests that back then, small penises were what the people wanted. According to the myths, Priapus, a god of fertility, was cursed by Hera and was horrible, impotent, and ugly. Statues of him always show him with a huge B-word, which is the complete opposite to the depiction of the more popular gods.
Huh.
I was going to say, I feel seen. All right.
This is a one. It falls under Greek mythology.
Okay.
So have we had anything other than a one yet?
No.
All right. All right. Number eight. King Charles had a plethora, I love that word, of royal mistresses, including actress Nell Gwynn, who gave one of her rivals a laxative-laced cake to sabotage her relationship with the king. Moll Davis was one of the king's most famous courtesans and even had a daughter with him. Nell arrived on the scene a little later, and when it came to becoming the king's favorite, she played dirty. Moll was given a laxative before she left to enter the king's chamber, and, well, the laxative did its thing. Not long after, the king gave Moll a house in Westminster and dismissed her, while Nell went on to have two sons with him, which he created Earl titles for.
This is the kind of practice we saw in the movie Dumb and Dumber.
I know.
So, Jane?
This is the literal translation of Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah.
I would give it a two only because I am not a big fan of scatological humor.
Okay.
I will say this, too. Both of them won out. I mean, one got a house in Westminster, so, I mean, she didn't get to be the king, but she still got a house. That's property. That's real estate. That's free real estate. All right. Number nine, Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein, had sex in the graveyard her mom was buried in. Poor use of the sentence, by the way. She had sex in a graveyard where her mom was buried. All right. Shelley spent a lot of time visiting her mother's grave in St. Pancras Churchyard and had a big interest in life and death. When she met her future husband, Percy, she took him along to the graveyard, and that's where they got it on.
That's not so bad. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but...
I mean, a lot of people have sex in a graveyard. Jane, I don't feel like this is even a crack of one for you.
It's not even. It's a blip.
Yeah.
We've got to work harder next week.
All right, number 10. Irish author James Joyce wrote some pretty kinky love letters about farts. When Joyce was away in Italy, he wrote letters to his partner, Nora, and he did not hold back. He explicitly detailed almost every sex act you could think of and mentioned farting during sex a lot. He really put the NS in the NSFW, so read with caution.
You put that at the... Oh, I see.
Because you can link to the what no, the letters
I'll
actually
just smoke
said.
That and believe you.
Okay, I'm going to give this a 4.
Whoa!
Only because I had a James Joyce course in college and I hated it.
Okay.
And I'm not a Joyce fan.
Okay.
It was right. Painful.
Got it. Vengeful. I like it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Number 11. When he was 27, author Edgar Allan Poe, author of Things of the Raven and other scary stories, married his 13-year-old cousin. Edgar's dad and Virginia's mom were siblings. Oh, air. Weird. They lived together in a family home before they were publicly married in 1836, and Virginia's age was listed as 21. She died at 24, and critics believe that the Raven was inspired by her illness and death. I mean, let's call this the Jerry Lee Lewis thing.
There's several that we could reference that to. So I don't find that shocking. That's a one.
Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones married a 16-year-old, I think. I mean,
like 13.
I mean, I don't agree with it, but it
happens.
We got 3 more we could squeeze in before the end of this segment, and I'm sure some people are really hoping this segment will end. All right, when Churchill was visiting the White House during World War II, Franklin D. Roosevelt accidentally caught him in his birthday suit.
Accidentally.
According to the accounts, FDR wanted to run an idea past Churchill, so he burst into his bathroom. That's weird. Where he was standing naked after the bath. Churchill was pretty chill about all of it. And when Roosevelt tried to leave, he said, "You see, Mr. President, I have nothing to hide from you." Churchill. Gotta love Churchill.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a one.
Yeah, that's a one.
And 20 years later in the White House, if you were just walking down the hallway, you'd see a naked LBJ, whether you liked it or not, because that man was naked almost all the time. All right. 13, lucky number 13, King Tutankhamun was mummified with a B word, an erection.
Yeah, that's good.
There we go. Yep. When his embalmed body was discovered, his penis stood upright. Historians believe that it was arranged like this deliberately to symbolize the political struggle of Egypt at the time. I don't understand if I understand the definition of the word struggle.
It's interesting that why would that represent the struggle of Egypt?
I mean, maybe it meant something to the effect of like, you know, we did it. So
isn't that the ultimate flip off?
We've made it.
That's the ultimate bird.
We made it.
It's giving the ultimate bird.
I mean, let's just face it. You made it through some hard times. Moving on.
Last one. All right. When Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel, he added a bunch of secret messages. I'm sorry. I've read the Da Vinci Code. I know they're there. Including what some believed were insults to the Pope. The fresco has hidden messages from Jewish tradition, symbols of the female anatomy, and what some historians have interpreted as direct insults to the Pope who commissioned the piece. Basically, Michelangelo was trolling 15th century style.
Early graffiti studies.
Yeah. So,
it's unrattled. A one. It's a one.
Everything's a one.
Unless
except
it's James Joyce.
All right. Well, stick around. We're going to hear who's coming up at the Laughing Tap. LaughingTap.com this weekend. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 33. This afternoon, under cloudy skies with snow likely. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow again tonight. Lows around 27. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 30. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Down, knocked flat on the ground, and there's no hope around. I'm on my way. If your phone goes splat in a toilet that is like a toxic vat, yeah, there's no way. Sorry, there's some things there's just no way I'll do. Not even for a friend like you.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Greg Bach here to help us wrap up the show, Jane Matt Nair. And this is the last reminder, because when you hear next
tomorrow
from us,
yeah,
the $1 million ad giveaway will have been live for 2 hours. So this is my last reminder, my last beg of you, because we want to help you. Let us help you if you are a business owner. Our $1 million ad giveaway starts tomorrow at 9 a.m., Thursday, January 26th. All you have to do is go to civicmedia.us/million, and the application will be live at 9 a.m. A couple of questions you have to fill out, and at the bottom, you're going to say, who sent you? As Goes Wisconsin sent you. Jane and Kristen sent you. But should truly take advantage of this.
Yep.
This is going to be...
Can I take advantage of this?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
I'm surprised. I guess, have we not told you about this?
You have told me about it off air, but I'm just wondering, because I do this, am I eligible?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
I don't want
to
be...
So, because you are a venue owner, and
yes,
we want people to see more comedy, because
yes,
you're all comedy enthusiasts.
Yes.
And with being comedy enthusiasts, who's coming to the Laughing Tap this weekend?
Mr. Paul Farivar.
All right. Tell us about his comedy.
He is a wonderful Chicago comedian. I used to be a lawyer. Fun lawyer stories. Now does comedy full time. And he is, like I say, he's from Chicago. He has a podcast called Singles Only, where he interviews single people. I think all the people.
It would be weird if he only interviewed married people.
Well, you know, I personally feel a little shut out of this venue here. This is upsetting me. But he's coming back to the Laughing Tap. He was here last year. He's going to be doing Friday and Saturday, one show a night, 7:30. You can get your tickets at laughingtap.com. Get yourself some Friday shows. Friday shows still have plenty of tickets going. Saturday is pretty much almost sold out. Mm. So if you want to come out Friday night. And yeah, he's wonderful. And I believe we have a clip.
I'm just happy to be doing comedy again out in public, because like for the last 8-10 months, we as comedians weren't allowed to do comedy anywhere. LA, New York, Chicago, where I'm from, was all shut down. So the only places we could go do comedy were places that didn't believe in COVID. So I got to go to some places that I've been wanting to go to for so long, like Alabama. I went twice this summer. First time I went was in June, and I went into a gas station to get snacks wearing a mask, and the old man behind the counter just looks at me and goes, "Nice mask, pussy." I'm like, yeah. I'm like, see, there's this whole pandemic going around the world. Must have skipped Alabama. But I went back there in July, and went back to that gas station, and he was dead, so it all worked out, right? So,
oh, dark.
Yeah. So that's Paul. He's going to be here. And we got Carly Mallison featuring and Daryl Cochran hosting. Like I said, two shows, one on Friday, one on Saturday, 7:30, both nights. LaughingTap.com for tickets, and LaughingTap.com for all your comedy needs with regard to the club. MilwaukeeComedy.com for all your comedy needs within southeastern Wisconsin. We got shows all over there, including Cedarburg. We're working in concert with the Cedarburg Cultural Center for a show up there.
It's a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful place. Got a great lineup. Chastity Washington, who is, hands down, my favorite comedian in the city. she, you never want to follow her.
I think well, you're saying something because you're friends with most of them.
Yeah, and most of them are not funny. They're very crass. And I find her so hilarious, and she's so wonderful, and we've worked together so many times. I'm so excited. Anytime she's performing, I'm happy. And I'd love to have her on the show one time because she's just pure beauty and wonderfulness.
She's beauty. She is grace.
She is all the things in your face. Yeah, so, and follow us on the social media. If you're on the social medias, people, on those TikToks and those Instagrams and those YouTubers and things like that, at the Laughing Tap. You can find us there. At the Laughing Tap. The website's laughingtap.com. But yeah, follow us and have some fun with us on the front end Saturday.
Do you have any fun open mic stories that have happened in...
There's nothing fun about open mics. There's no, it's hard, trench-like pain. Let me just say that sometimes I ask a man for a match to give me an STI so I don't have to go to an open mic. It's awful. It's awful. No. I mean... Honestly, like my favorite thing now, like it's been happening lately, are people who call us ahead of time and say things like, "You guys got an open mic?" I'm like, "Yep, we do 7 o'clock sign up, 8 o'clock showtime. Come on down." And they're like, "Cool, I want to come down there and do some funny. Like, I want to be funny." I'm like, "All right, cool. 7 o'clock sign up, 8 o'clock showtime. Yeah, because I got these really great ideas. Great, 7 o'clock sign up, 8 o'clock showtime." And then like they'll keep us on the phone for like 15 minutes with all these ideas, and then they think that they're doing a show. They think they're a perfect, like, they're like, "I did a show last night." I'm like, "You were here last night at an open mic with 29 other people." Like, I get what you're saying. Everyone starts somewhere. That's important. I'm not going to denigrate your journey. But when people are like, "I do shows all the time," like, "You do open mics all the time. You do open mics all the time."
Which are important.
Which are
and you must have seen, Greg, over the years, because you've been doing this a long time.
I have.
That people actually do get better, right?
Yes. Yes. There is, my God, there is fewer things I love in this industry than seeing a person who starts off terrible, as we all start off terrible, mm-hmm. who slowly just finds their voice and finds their lane and goes down and just starts not only writing funny stuff, but getting more personal with their stuff. They don't have to get deep, dark personal, but just having a point of view that's wonderful. And especially when you can witness like, "Oh, last month they were, God, this person's not very funny." And you're like, "Oh," and then all of a sudden they just get on stage and they do 5 minutes. You're like, "Oh, there it is. There it is. Yes." And you get to see them grow. And over the years, I've got to see some amazing comics grow into great hosts, great features, great headliners, opening for bigger artists, touring around the country, recording records. It's wonderful to see. And, you know, I mean, it's their journey. It's not mine. I just get to witness it, but it's something still great to see. And, but that all starts in the open mic. So like I said, I'm not making fun of open micers at all. I do open mics and when I can, but it's those people who treat it like they're like, "I'm going to come in here and make you laugh." I'm like, "I'm sure you won't, but why don't you buy a drink while you're at it?" Like, I mean, it's very funny to witness. And like, I'm trying to think, there's one guy who just is treating every open mic like a show lately. And he's a nice guy. He's very, very new, but it's, you know, he's like, "Man, I'm just coming here and just make you guys laugh. And then you're going to put me on one of your shows." I'm like, "No, we're not. We'll do it in time. You got to develop. And there's a process." But yeah, I could go on about this in hours. I could tell.
I could tell
real specific stories, but I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Yes. But yeah, for new people who want to do comedy, just respect the venue, respect the producers, respect everyone who's running it. And don't think because it's your first time that you're going to become famous at that point. Just, you're going to slog. You're going to trudge. You're going to be sad. Well, you're already sad. You're a comedian. So, but I mean, that's just how it is. LaughingTap.com. Paul Farvar.
There you go. All right. Well, with that, that'll about do it for us today on this Wednesday edition. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you got the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. But thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Come back tomorrow at 11 a.m. And don't forget, $1 million ad giveaway tomorrow at 9 a.m. See you later.
Out of gas on a big icy pass, and you need some help fast. There's no way if you're moving again, and you need a free friend to work the whole weekend. There's no way if a stomach bug takes out your new rug, and you feel like a hug. Yeah, there's no way. Sorry, there's some things. There's just no way I'll do. Not even for a friend like you. Some things there's just no way I'll do.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.